This was written in the 1960s, but I think the moral of the story is still true today. Let's just take a speed of 55 miles per hour, and then there's a head-on collision. Do you have any idea what happens in the first second of impact? Well, among others, Cornell University has done a bit of study on the nature of auto crashes. Their people have taken that first second of impact and broken it into tenths. Now, you're driving 55 miles an hour and you have a head-on collision. This is what happens. In the first tenth of that fatal second, the bumper and grille collapses. During the second tenth, your hood rises and strikes the windshield. Fenders begin wrapping themselves around the object of collision. You slam on your brakes. Your body is still moving at 55 miles per hour. You stiffen your legs for the jolt, but they both snap at the knee joint. During the third tenth of a second, your body catapults from the seat. Broken knees ram into the dashboard. The steering wheel begins to collapse. The steering column drives towards your chest. In the fourth tenth, 2 feet of the car's front end are totally demolished, but the rear end is still traveling at 35 miles per hour. Your body is moving forward again at 55. In the fifth tenth, your body is impaled on the steering column. Blood rushes into your lungs. During the sixth tenth, the force of impact is built up so that your feet are ripped right out of their shoes. The brake pedal shears off. The car frame buckles in the middle. Your head slams into the windshield. In the seventh tenth of a second, the entire car body is distorted. Hinges rip off, doors spring open, the seat flails loose, striking you from behind. But it doesn't really matter. Why? Because you're dead. You aren't around to experience the final 3/10 of a second. Neither are your passengers. It doesn't take long to die. Yes, today we have airbags and fancier seat belts and maybe a little bit better of an automobile, but remember, when you're driving that automobile, it certainly doesn't take long to get into an accident, and it certainly doesn't take long to die. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.